Reviewing the war news, about 1,000 U.S. paratroopers are consolidating their positions today at an airfield in northern Iraq. They were dropped into a Kurdish-held area overnight, opening what U.S. officials call the Northern Front in the war. In southern Iraq, U.S. planes and artillery have attacked a large column of Iraqi vehicles south of Baghdad, and British forces say a smaller Iraqi unit south of Basra has been destroyed. There were more bomb and missile attacks on Baghdad overnight and early today. Iraq's health minister told reporters today that more than 350 civilians have been killed since the war began, including 36 in Baghdad over the past 24 hours. Most of them died in an attack on a commercial district in the city. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. What's been the fallout from yesterday's bombing?
Well, I think it's certainly given fuel to Iraqi claims that civilians are being deliberately targeted. I went back to the al-Shahab neighborhood this morning. A lot of the sort of security people and Baathist party members had dispersed and was able to talk a little bit more frankly with some people. Many of them believe that the U.S. is targeting civilians. Others, on the other hand, sort of set a curse on everyone's head. They blamed both the U.S. and Iraqis, who they acknowledged had moved anti-aircraft batteries into the neighborhood.
What's the situation today in Baghdad?
The weather's much better, which only increases fears that U.S. bombing raids will become more intense. There's a lot of traffic on the streets today. It looks like people are sort of desperately doing, getting last-minute supplies, doing what they can, moving out of the city if necessary, or if they've got the means, before they anticipate the situation is going to get worse.
What about food and water supplies?
Well, Iraqis got rations months in advance, so they've got staples. And at the moment, water still flows. There's electricity. The phones were cut in parts of the city overnight. The U.S. apparently hit a telecommunication center in the western part of the city. There are runs on drugstores for things like anti-diarrheals in the anticipation that this could be a long siege and that water supplies will get worse. There is no Valium available. Storekeepers tell me that's been snapped up. People are giving their kids Valium to try and calm them down. They're probably giving it to themselves, but they're worrying most about their kids. And that is simply not available. The price of canned goods has gone up astronomically.
Is Iraqi TV broadcasting today?
Yes, at least one channel is back on the air. But Iraqis tell me they're sort of living in information confusion. They listen to what the Iraqis say. They listen to shortwave radio broadcasts, and some have, very few have access to satellite, and they just don't know what to believe. They're hearing from this massive contradictory reports. They don't know really what's happening.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.